this May. Details and tickets for the 37th FEMAV at www.femav.qc.ca. That's www.fimav.qc.ca.
Le palier d'alerte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de familles dans les résidences et cours privées sont interdits. Les déplacements entre régions sont à éviter et les déplacements vers les zones jaunes sont interdits. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue on the cassette archives with our series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, originally broadcast in the winter of 2019. We continue on episode 25 of the archives with part 4, Mysticism, Spirituality, and Afro-Diasporic Sounds, featuring an interview with Afro-Cuban pianist Omar Sosa.
A second selection taken from the Transparent Water Project, Omar Sosa and Seiko Kiata. Black Dream on CKUT 90.3. A lyrical and spiritual improvisation and collaboration. I had the opportunity to speak to Omar Sosa precisely about that kind of improvisational spirit and practice aesthetic that seems to underlie his approaches and very kind of different collaborations he's had over the years with a number of musicians. It's not the first time, in fact, that he collaborates with musicians on who play the kora. It's not the first time that he collaborates in exploring the melodic aspect of African music and pushing the boundaries. He's got almost 20 albums to his career. Started Omar Omar, his first recording LP, in 1996. Has explored explicitly the themes of freedom and history. He's looked at African consciousness. Much of his music revolves precisely around the diasporic effect of the African cultural and speculative arts. His album, for example, Egun in 2013, with the Afroelectric ensemble, sextet, provided an opportunity to expound on work that was purposefully built around improvisation, starting as a kind of commission in the States to work on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, and he would take the solos of the various artists who are playing on the album, including Coltrane's, and break down those solo improvisations into a compositional structure allowing for improvisation. So many different albums that explore, well, the senses and the rhythms and the melodies of the Afro-diasporic history and futures of music. It's a subject that we explored with him, but I really wanted to speak a little bit about his practice, about how he used improvisation in his encounters. On CKUT 90.3 FM, part 2 of our interview with Omar Sosa.
When I read about you and when people talk about you, they specify a couple of very important aspects. Improvisation, your Afro-Cuban roots, but the diasporic collaborations and searches, and even that is too constraining in terms of who you've and what you've collaborated with. You know, the improvisation is the practice itself, but at the same time you are working sometimes with, you know, a sextet, for example, or an orchestra. Yeah. And there is that structure. So how do you approach that improvisation? What is it for you, this structure that you propose?
Well, you know what you're saying in the beginning of the question.
you know, the improvisation is basically the way you are free and express yourself in any circumstance, your true music in that case. So when I work with a big ensemble, I try to keep some freedom of, even if the structure is really important, to keep all these elements together, you know, because when you are with a symphony orchestra, you are almost everything need to be in the paper. And actually, when I work with the sextet, is almost the same. But it's important to keep the philosophy of freedom, no matter if you need to read the music. Why? Because this freedom is gonna be is gonna give unique and a personal sound to the music, because everybody gonna express themselves in the way they feel, no matter if they need to read. I personally try to don't write too much now. I try to enjoy the moment of when we create something. This is basically what we did with Sekur in Transparent Water. You know, we went to the studio with no music and we start playing and try to talk to each other. And I love that kind of process, because when we finish the song, you know, when we finish the piece, we are all happy. It's like a big release inside of your soul. And why we have this big release? It's simple, because we already express what we have inside, what we like to say. And this is why for me it's fundamental to have freedom. You know, no matter in what kind of project we do, because this is the right voice. You know, yes, it's the voice. You know, what you say in the moment, based in your state of mind, of what you feel in that moment.
Let's say you improvisation as practice, as a freedom, and then there's the materiality, the palettes, the ingredients, the. But that's this
the
Afro,
the roots.
But
well, you know what, the first you need to study the tradition by itself alone. You know, every time when I do a project, the first thing I go and do some resources to find the tradition, listen, go to the place, try to eat the food, try to be in the city. You know, in a way, to try to, I need to be part of the community, or you know, part of the day by day reality. Yeah, and after that, you know, I start to understand better how the music sound like they sound.
Lena sumana da fa Thank you. musutu sutu kunku musorale nana kumuya alifadu alijamite musutu.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions. Coming to town on the 14th of March at Théâtre Outremont, Omar Sosa. We've been featuring the music of, well, his collaboration with Seiko Kiata and Gustavo Ovales. Not the first time that he's done so with Gustavo Ovales either, releasing an album, Ayaguna. Live duo concerts with him in Japan in about 2003. About 20 albums in his repertoire, various collaborations, including solo releases as well, exploring his Afro-Cuban roots, improvisational structures, histories, protests, and imaginations of the Afro-diasporic musical traditions.
You're in a poor neighborhood, you're living in an area where you have to have poor schools. When you have poor schools, you have poor teachers. When you have poor teachers, you get a poor education. Poor education, you can only work on a poor pay.
Understand, like you say, to do this research, to understand the history of it in order to understand where you can take the music?
Yeah, we need to meet. Yeah, more than understand the history, is try to know or try to learn about history. Because not always you're capable to understand a lot of the things happening in our history. You know, personally, if I need to be, if you ask me, you would agree with something happening in our history, you know, a lot of the scene that happened in our history, I want to say, no, I'm not agree with it. But it's part of the history, and it's good to learn what happened in the term of our heritage, our musical heritage, can give us the opportunity to put all this culture together, because you know if I go to Nigeria, if I go to Togo, to Ghana, to Benin, I know we have in certain way the same tradition, because in Cuba we are Lukumi, but the Lukumi is come from the Yoruba side. If they're in Nigeria, they're to Togo, Ghana, Benin. You know, if we go to Morocco, if we have the Molouk, the Fiesta de Lila, the Guinawa tradition, their ceremony, they have a really, really strong connection with the Santeria ceremony in Cuba. And if we go to New Orleans, yeah, we can see their tradition, their Creole tradition. We have a lot in common with our Afro-Cuban tradition too. So that means, you know, we are all connected. Yeah, I am back to your question. Yeah, but it's important to at least to know and learn the more you can the history around all the places you wanna. Or you want to include inside of your, you know, of your musical journey. Let's put it that way.
As part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Temayuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit femav.qc.ca.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.
From one of his earlier albums, released in 2008, the ensemble orchestral piece called Africanos, from pianist Afro-Cuban Omar Sosa, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, as part of our series on Afrofuturism and some of the elements, styles, and epochs that have informed its, well, articulation since the 90s. Retrospectively as well, applied to different forms of jazz and funk, includes those spiritual aspects and the improvisational varieties and takes on jazz and funk over the years and as practiced, in this case, by Omar Sosa. He's at Théâtre Outremont on the 14th of March, supporting the 2017 project and recording with Sekou Keita, a Senegalese master kora player, Transparent Water, which was much of the music we heard earlier on, taken from that project. I did get a chance at the end of our conversation last week to ask Omar Sosa, who I wouldn't necessarily characterize as an Afrofuturist, his take on Afrofuturism and all those different kind of specters and areas and intersections that I might inform it. And so to end our series, our profile, our interview, our discussion with Omar Sosa, these are his reflections. After a very long-winded question on my part, which I'll spare you, and his reflection on Afrofuturism.
Well, it's simple. You know, the African, our African diaspora, is full of groove, passion, melody, and dynamic. And today, with electronic, yeah, more people, even if they don't think they go in the inside of the African diaspora, they already inside of the African diaspora. Why? Because they use, you know, almost every single people in the planet today, when they do any programmation, they use a kick drum. And the kick drum is one of In every single country of Africa, we have one big mama drum. Because we can call a Savar, you can call Bugarabu, you can call a Venda drum, you can call Ija in the Santeria, or Bata Ija, you know, it's a lot. But, you know, in the electronic, everybody has this kind of frequency. And this is one of the most, let's say, powerful frequency, because it's the old chakra. It's a deep chakra. It's a tension chakra. It's the chakra that we use for chants. And in the electronic music, because a lot of people in the planet, they listen to electronic music with African touch. This is the Afro futuristic side of the music of Africa in this planet today.
Oh, Miladeo! Oh, Miladeo! Oh, Miladeo! Miladeo! Hace su yemaya, o lo con yemaya. Hace su yemaya. Thank you.
جو 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 وجو حبابي جو وجو ولادي جو لاني من الوداع طاقية كتشبع قاضية من الوداع وجو 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 حبابي جو وجو ولادي جو وجو حبابي جو قناوية كتسمع كامية كالهمع قاوية كتشبع قاوية جابتي قناوية سدي وجو حبابي جو وجو ولادي جو قناوي يا ساداتي قناوي يا بابا بابي يا ساداتي قناوي يا بابا
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Maybe that's a hint. The beginning, anyways, of Mother Africa as we end our interview with Omar Sosa, who's in town with the Transparent Water Flows and Melodies, along with chorist and kora player Guyot from Senegal, Sekou Keita, and the Venezuelan expatriate and percussionist, also collaborator of Omar Sosa on percussions, Gustavo Ovales. They are here in Montreal on the 14th of March at Théâtre Maisonneuve on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Khalid, and we continue in the last half hour with part four of our series on funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism, looking here at resonances with mysticism, spirituality, and freedom in the Afro-diasporic musical collective and history. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I'll be back right after these brief messages.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolution.
With myself, Khalid, part four of our series in Afro and the meanings of Afrofuturisms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I do want to come back to a young woman producer, artist who has caught my attention and my ear. I spoke to her, to you about her a few weeks ago, Jaylin, and hope to sneak her in as we look at some of the more electro-spiritual elements of the Afro-futurist vibes. But I want to go to 1972 in Philadelphia, a gentleman who was using the echo and tape echoes and manipulation in his explorations. Khan Jamal, the Creative Arts Ensemble, their album in 1972, Drum Dance to the Motherland on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is kind of a psychedelic, spacey exploration, but speaks to some of those roots and liberatory structures and themes announced or implied in some of these musics that have led us to Afrofuturisms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is Cosmic Echoes. Thank you.
messes with the power of the people. I see one of the things that people in this country forget about white people is that they founded this country on overthrowing their oppressor. You know, they made a revolution. And they forget. They forget completely what that revolution meant. And they forget that we are carrying on a struggle which they began.
Thank you.
really interested in her work in the electro field, an aesthetic that approaches some of the reflections of Afrofuturism and is cited as one of the contemporary examples. Out of Georgia, Jay Lynn, we heard First Overture, Spiritual Atom. This is from the album Autobiography, music from, well, choreographer, dancer Wayne McGregor's autobiography. She composed this music to accompany them and has toured with the company in this last year. As I had explained, this is her latest album, her breakout album being in 2017, her second, Black Origami. Wanted to stay with some of that spiritual atom, some of that vibe, some of that physicality she captures in this work. A couple of more selections from Jay Lynn and the autobiography. This is Annotation on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
aggressive physicality. One event is preceded by another.
T90.3 FM, third selection from Jay Lynn, Georgian-based producer, three selections from Autobiography of Wayne McGregor, choreographer, touring with his company. We heard Annotation and Unorthodox Elements on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Another figure of the jazz urban scene who is cited as an important element of the contemporary Afro-futurist cultural movements in London with jazz and urban beats is the project Kamal Williams, brainchild of Henry Wu. He will be in town with the project and confrères, camarades from the London scene this Wednesday, the 6th of March, at the Phi Center here in Montreal. I've spoken of the Kamal Williams project and where it's headed. The album, The Return from last year, features the track Broken Theme. You can catch them this Wednesday at the Phi Center on CKUT 90.3 FM. I was Khalid, reminding you as usual, free your mind, our collective ass will follow. Join us next week for part 5 of our series on funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism with Afrofuturism 2.0.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Southwest Soundwave of the Air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
Co-host of the show, Steve Zanka, and along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest, with the news, Tara. Welcome to Western News. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.